Part 2. In this part, you will hear 3 short talks. After each talk, you will hear 6 questions about it. Before each talk begins, you will have time to preview the questions. You will hear each talk and the questions once. You can take notes if you wish. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D. Now you will hear the first talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a chef talking to his former colleagues.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for this wonderful farewell dinner. It's been a wonderful 8 years at the Wang family restaurant, which taught me invaluable cooking lessons. Those fast-paced Friday and Saturday night shifts really tested me, but I'm a much better and more organized chef because of them. To my fellow chefs, I extend a huge thank you for your support and friendship during all those years. Even on nights like that wild record industry party when everybody was on the warpath, you managed to rise to the occasion. To the entire Wang family, thank you for making me part of your family. You took a chance on me when I was fresh out of culinary school. I hope I didn't let you down. I learned many traditional recipes that were passed down through generations in your family. As you of course know, I have decided to start my own food truck business serving different types of noodles. When I took this job, I knew nothing about making noodles, but my work in this restaurant made it one of my favorite dishes to prepare. I hope running this food truck will help me achieve a better work-life balance and create a legacy for my family, much as the Wangs have created for their family. I have mixed feelings about leaving the Wang family restaurant. I'm so excited for the challenges I have ahead, but I'm sad to leave you all. I'm so proud of what we've built together, and I've enjoyed working with every one of you. I hope you continue making Wang Family Restaurant the best family restaurant in this county. Make me proud, and don't forget to keep in touch. I sure will.
Number 21. What does a chef imply about Friday and Saturday nights at the restaurant? Number 22. How could everybody be described on the night of the record industry party? Number 23. What is true of the speaker when he was hired at Wong Family Restaurant? Number 24. Why is the chef leaving the restaurant? Number 25. How does the chef feel about leaving the restaurant? Number 26. What kind of restaurant did the chef probably work for? Now you will hear the second talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a tourist giving a presentation about a place that he visited.
Tonight, I'm going to talk to you about a remarkable place, the spectacular mineral forest of Singi d'Embemaraha, standing on the western coast of Madagascar. Singi is the Malagasy word for walking on tiptoe, and the nearly impenetrable labyrinth of limestone needles does full justice to the name. First, some facts and figures. This 1,575 square kilometer area, designated a World Heritage Site by the UNESCO in 1990, was not a tourist trek until 1998, when the southern part was declared a national park. The northern section is managed as a strict nature reserve, so tourists are not allowed to enter the zone. The reserve's canyons, gorges, forests, lakes, and mangrove swamps display an astonishing richness of fauna and flora which have not been completely recorded. Singi d'Embemaraha presents impressive geological elements, with high limestone pinnacles rising up to 100 meters crossed by a deep river gorge. The limestone seabed rose to create a plateau around 200 million years ago, which was little by little eroded by heavy rainfalls until it took its actual shape. The most rewarding trip within the park is the Big Singi, as it goes deep into the limestone forest, passing through several hanging bridges with the impressive formations below your feet. The trail is not technically difficult, but you certainly should not suffer from vertigo. The park is only open during the dry season from April to November, since it is inaccessible during the rainy season, mid-end November to mid-end May, and access to it is quite tough. If you are traveling by car, follow the road RN8 from Borondava until Belisur Siribihina. Once you have managed to cross the river, this can take longer than expected, continue northwards along a secondary road until the village of Bekopaka, where the park entrance is. A much more straightforward way to reach the park is by participating on an expedition on the Manambolo River, which ends directly on the park.
Number 27. What does the speaker say about the name of the forest? Number 28. What is true of the plants and animals in the northern part of the reserve? Number 29. What does the speaker say about the scenery in the forest? Number 30. Who is the Big Singi not suitable for? Number 31. On which day can tourists visit Singi d'Embemaraha National Park? Number 32. Which travel methods can be used to reach the park? Now you will hear the third talk. Look at the questions. Listen to an archaeologist talking to some students. Good afternoon. This is our first seminar in preparation of the archaeological fieldwork in Ecuador. Those of you interested in volunteering, let me remind you that you will be provided field accommodations in 3 persons per room, on-site cabins with a bathroom and laundry facilities. Now, I'm going to explain a few things about the project. The Kochiski excavation site is situated in the northern Ecuadorian highlands at an elevation of approximately 3,000 meters. Which reminds me, volunteers are encouraged to bring a sleeping bag in addition to the blankets that will be provided. So back to what I was saying, the people of Kochiski built some of the largest pyramids in the Andes and famously resisted the Inca conquest for some years. After the Spanish conquest in 1534, the site continued to be occupied until inhabitants were finally reduced to the nearby towns of Tocachi and Malchingui. So, to be prepared, begin reading now, before the start of the field school. Unlike places such as Peru, where U.S. archaeologists have a long history of conducting fieldwork, it is difficult to find readings on Ecuador in English. So, although knowledge of Spanish is not a requirement of the field school, for students proficient in Spanish, some of the Spanish language recommended readings may be extremely useful. As part of your duties, you are expected to hike and carry equipment to your specific excavations, work all day, and hike back to the compound in the evenings. You will also spend some time in the lab cleaning and documenting collected materials. As for the rewards, you will learn the basics of archaeological excavation, data collection and analysis, as well as how to utilize drone and remote sensing data to better understand archaeological sites. And you will also be awarded 8-semester credit units through our academic partner, Connecticut College.
Number 33. What is not true about the accommodation provided? Number 34. Why does the speaker mention the elevation of the archaeological site? Number 35. What is known about the people of Kochiski? Number 36. What are the listeners expected to do now? Number 37. What duties will the participants not have? Number 38. What will the volunteers gain? End of part 2.